That's so embarrassing.
I felt so dumb.
Can I just disappear?
Embarrassing Stories Podcast with Leslie and Derek.
What is going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of Embarrassing Stories. This is episode 17.
And summer is ending. It's just about fall.
It is. It's crazy. It felt like summer just got here and it went by pretty quick.
It's been a hot one.
It has. It started off not too hot, at least here in Utah. June wasn't too bad. July definitely warmed up. August has been pretty hot.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
I like cooler weather.
Yeah. But September, it starts to get a little bit better. And then my favorite time of year is fall. I love the fall.
Yeah,
my birthday's in the fall. And then we have all the awesome holidays to look forward to.
There's pumpkins.
Just a great time of year. But we hope you guys have had an amazing summer so far. We hope you're happy, healthy, and we hope you are ready for some great stories.
Yep, we've got them for you, and it's Derek's turn.
It's my turn to go first this time?
Yep, ladies first.
Hey!
I'm just
what
kidding.
The?
Just kidding. I went first last time.
You're right. Okay, well, my first story, do you think it's a listener story, or do you think it's my own?
Listener?
It is. You cheated.
Yay!
Somehow she cheated. I don't know.
You wish.
It is a listener story. This story comes from Chris in Kansas City.
Yay, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. And man, this story is great. So make sure you pay attention for the next few minutes here.
Now I'm curious. Let me guess. Is it a barf story?
It's not a barf story. Or did you say barf?
I said barf.
Barf story. It's not a barf story.
What, is my Utah accent coming out?
Maybe a little bit. It's not a barf story, but you're close. Here
okay.
We go. Chris says, a few years ago when I was in college, I was taking an advanced calculus class.
That
Yuck.
Stinks.
Oh, man. I took advanced math like that. Man.
Ugh.
It's serious stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I have great respect and admiration for people who take those classes and do really well in them and enjoy that.
Yeah, my cousin, his job is advanced math all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always been pretty good at math. I just haven't enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. So he was taking an advanced calculus class. His teacher was very strict, which is easy to understand because a lot of math teachers are really strict.
It's a stressful subject.
It is. Presents a lot of problems for people.
Okay.
So his teacher was strict, and he did not tolerate people showing up to class late, which is understandable, even if they had a legitimately good reason.
I had
which
some
isn't
of
really
those.
Understandable. If you have a legitimate reason to be late.
I mean, I had teachers who were like, don't miss this unless you're dying.
Yeah.
And if you're not dying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if you're not on your deathbed, you need to be here.
Yep. I think we've all had a strict teacher or two.
Oh, yeah. So Chris says he did a good job getting to class on time until one morning.
Uh-oh.
He stopped by Starbucks on his way to class, and he ordered his favorite drink. Chris says he's lactose intolerant, and he ended up realizing very quickly after taking a couple of sips that his drink had been made wrong.
Uh-oh.
Completely out of his control, he ended up pooping his pants right as he arrived at school.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Chris.
Terrible.
Oh.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine that.
Oh, man.
He knew he needed to go back home to shower and to change his clothes and do his best to show up to class on time, which is a lot of stuff to do. And try to make it back to school on time.
Yeah.
Let's see if Chris makes it.
Uh-oh.
He took the bus to his apartment, and obviously he couldn't sit down because he had crapped himself. He stood in the aisle of the bus with his poopy pants on display for everyone. After cleaning up at home and taking the bus back to school, he arrived to his advanced math class a few minutes late. So darn it, he didn't make it on time.
Okay, okay.
So let's see how this goes.
I've got to bust in here for a second. I feel really bad that I'm laughing at this.
Me too. It's not Chris's fault. Poor guy. He's lactose intolerant. He orders a drink he normally always gets, but it gets mixed wrong this one time. And now his body is not accepting this drink. And it's not Chris's fault at all.
Yeah. And Chris, you wrote the story and you wanted people to laugh at this. That's how I'm going to look at this.
Yep.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Yep, exactly. I'm sure Chris understands that.
Yeah.
So he arrived to class a few minutes late. His teacher didn't want him to take the exam. And he had to explain to his teacher why he was late.
Oh, no.
But here's where it gets really embarrassing. Not only was it mortifying for Chris to share his embarrassing situation with the teacher, but everyone else in the class heard all about it because the room was dead silent as everyone was taking the exam.
Oh, no.
Talk about embarrassing.
And then he never showed up to that class again.
Right? No, never showed up late.
Oh, man. Chris.
But think, the first time you're late to class is because of a situation like that, and it's dead silent, so everybody hears why you're late, and they hear about you crapping yourself as a college student.
Oh. Oh, man.
Crappy Chris. No. Oh, man.
Oh.
But sorry, Chris, that's terrible. Hopefully Starbucks is making your drinks right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're in control of someone's food, you gotta, gotta do it the right way.
But what a bad morning to have that happen on a test day, because those are already stressful days.
Oh, yeah.
Super stressful, especially if you're in advanced math.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those math classes, you just never know what numbers and letters and figures the teachers are going to throw at you. What emojis they're going to have you calculate.
What problems you have to solve after solving a poop problem.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
I'd say sorry, but I love that we're sharing it.
Yeah. And I love that Chris shared that with us to share with you guys.
Yeah, you're awesome, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate that.
See, guys, I don't know if stories can get much more embarrassing.
I know. That's what I was thinking when I read this. I was like, man, that's like the
epitome,
top echelon of embarrassment right there. Like, gee whiz, how many people knew about that situation that day? The teacher, the class, people on the bus. With Chris.
I don't know, but I've heard that is a thing in California.
Oh, really?
You know how their freeway is like super backed up and it takes like 6 hours to
backed
get from.
Up.
Yep. 6 hours to get from. I'm not exactly sure what city to what city, but you know their traffic's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are stuck in the traffic have had accidents.
Yep.
And they've shared them with people. If you're one of those people, you should be writing in to us.
Yes, share it with us, no matter how disgusting it is. Yeah, luckily Chris wasn't in California.
Yeah.
Or that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, then you have to sit in it for hours.
Yep.
Imagine that. Oh, man.
We will end that crappy story. Crappy in a good way.
Yep.
And that story there, and I will send it over to Leslie. Let's see if she can top that. That's a pretty big one to start off with.
I don't know if I can top that. Not with my story. Okay, so this one happened to me when I was in high school. And I wanna clarify before I get into this. I'm definitely not making fun of anybody with a lazy eye. I'm just sharing my story and experience. So when I was in high school, I had a teacher who had a lazy eye. I think his other one was slightly lazy also, but the one was definitely lazier than the other. And
the other one would tell the lazy one, "Hey, you need to work harder. I'm doing all the work over here."
Seriously. Well, and so he was such a great teacher. Like, he spoke and the whole class listened because he was just kind of captivating. Like, he was really good. And so there was one day he was teaching and, he's going through the lesson he had prepared and saying stuff. And let me start off with, I'm kind of a daydreamer. Like, if you talk too long, you might lose me. And it's not on purpose. It's just because, like, I drift off sometimes. But with him, he's going. He had my attention completely that day. And he asked a question. I don't remember what the question was, but he sat there looking at a kid a couple seats to the right of me. And I was kind of thinking, like, hello, you know?
Yeah.
Hello. I don't know,
like,
who
answer,
it was.
Answer, kid.
Yeah.
He's talking to you.
We'll call that kid Matt. Hello, Matt. Would you hurry and answer? And he stood there staring for a good 30 seconds, which is a long time.
Yeah.
If you, like, sit and
there's that awkward silence going on.
Yeah, the awkward silence. 30 seconds is a long time. And I'm just thinking, man, this kid, maybe he doesn't know what to say. Ugh. And then I hear, Leslie. And my teacher was saying, like, okay, Leslie, do you have an answer? And then at that point, I was like, oh, no, he was looking at me. And I didn't know he was looking at me because I thought his other eye.
So neither eye was looking at you?
No. And jeez. So
yeah, it's like, how would you know?
Well, and so I felt really stupid. Like, really stupid. And the whole class is kind of like, oh, I can't believe she did that. But I had no idea. And then I was so mortified, I didn't know what the question was anymore.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I tried to play it off like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was trying to think through everything in my head, and now I can't even remember what the question is, and blah, 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 blah. my long-winded, like, explanation of me making stuff up. So, because I didn't want him to feel bad. I already felt bad.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I bet.
I definitely didn't want him to feel bad. Because his lazy eyes, I don't know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? And nobody in our class thought that. Like, he's an amazing teacher. Nobody cared about his lazy eye. And anyway, so he asks me the question and I'm mumbling off excuses. And then I finally say something and then I think I put my head down the rest of the lesson and just listened without looking because I felt so stupid. But
yeah, that's rough.
Of course, that would only happen to me.
Yep.
And then you hear about it later on because of other kids. High school.
Did that happen to anyone else in the class?
I don't think it did. I think after...
So just your luck.
Well, I think after it happened to me, he made sure to say...
The person's name he was asking.
Like, yeah, if he was asking somebody, he made sure to say their name. Or if he was asking the class, he'd say by raise of hand.
Yeah.
But only after that happened to me did
oh, geez.
Did that begin. But he was a great teacher. Great teacher. I just wish I knew who he was looking at that day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I do. It was me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there. Enough of my embarrassment. Hopefully you have one of your own stories.
I actually do.
Oh, good. Hopefully it's worse than mine.
Well, it probably is. I would be willing to bet that it is.
Worse than dog crap in your hair?
No, not that bad. It's a much different type of embarrassment.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, that was in a previous episode.
It was in our trampoline episode. Yeah, this one for me goes back to seventh grade. And seventh grade was such a strange year because, you know, you were the top dog in elementary school. You thought you were such a big shot in sixth grade. You go into junior high thinking that you're really cool, and then you realize you're bottom of the food chain.
Yeah, it's like a constant, oh, you're doing great, you're a big kid. Oh, wait, no, you're not.
Yep.
You need to grow up.
Yeah, it's a really weird, well, maybe not for everyone, but for a lot of people, it's kind of just a strange, awkward time, and you have a lot of stuff to adjust to, a lot of things to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Locker combinations.
You go from having one teacher for the whole year to having multiple teachers each day.
Oh, that's a hard thing.
Yeah, it's just a lot of adjustment. But this happened, if I remember correctly, I know it was very close to the beginning of seventh grade. I would say within the first month of school starting. So I know quite a few people in seventh grade. A lot of them came from my same elementary, mm-hmm. but I mean, there were a ton of people in seventh grade I didn't know.
Yeah.
And like the first week or two of school, I kept hearing about this one guy, and I don't even remember what his name was, but I would hear his name from the other kids. He didn't go to my elementary school, so he came from a different one.
Mm-hmm.
But we would hear how, you know, tough he was and how he was this like cool guy and, you know, he's good looking, like the girls liked him.
Hmm.
And, you know, we're hearing all these things. And I just hear the guy's name, but I have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
So one day I had just gotten to school. I had gone to my locker, gotten the things I needed for that day. I had a binder that was just chock full of stuff because, you know, the first day of school, pretty much that first week, you just get a ton of papers.
Yeah, a whole ton of, what are they, disclosures?
Yeah, disclosures, like syllabus-type papers.
Yeah, syllabuses.
So my binder, I mean, it was only like maybe week two of school, but my binder was packed full of stuff. It was, you know, heavy, but I didn't have a hard time managing it around. But I have this giant binder. I'm walking down the hall. I don't have any friends with me. I'm trying to hurry and get to class. The hallway is crowded.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, this guy from across the hall just, he takes about three quick steps towards me and he just plows me with his shoulder. Like he puts all of his weight into it, all of his body weight, and just nails me with his shoulder. And I go falling down to the floor. My binder flies out of my hands, papers all over the hallway.
Oh, great.
And I'm just kind of thinking, like, it didn't really hurt, but I was just thinking, like, what in the world just happened? Like, it felt like I just got tackled by an NFL player.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just thinking, like, what in the world just happened? And so I look up, and, you know, the hallway is crowded, so a lot of people saw it.
Yep, everybody saw it.
Yeah, and it wasn't really one of those situations where everybody just stops and stares, but a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And so I'm on the ground, I'm looking up, I see this guy across from me who looks older, like he looks like he might be a ninth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of smiling a little bit, and he goes, oh, like, sorry. And he just kind of laughs and walks off.
Sure you are.
Yeah. And I mean, I was pretty mad, but the guy was bigger than me. I didn't want to have any problems.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed. I was just thinking like, man, I just need to get my papers together, get my binder, get up and just get out of here, you know?
Did anybody help you?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think it was kind of everybody just watches you as you clean up your stuff.
Oh, he's that kid.
Yeah. But yeah, he just, so he, I could totally tell he did that on purpose. There was kind of accident behind it. He was trying not to laugh. He wanted to make it seem like it was some kind of an accident. I don't know why he targeted me in the hallway for this, because I had no idea who he was. Well, anyways, later on, I find out that it's the guy that hit me is that same guy that everyone had been talking about that was in my grade. So he was a seventh grader.
Wow.
But he was a big seventh grader. So I don't know if he
was held back.
Yeah, maybe he's like some high school age kid who just can't pass seventh grade.
Yeah.
Or what, but yeah.
Oh, man.
What kind of brought me a little bit of satisfaction, so I never got any kind of revenge because I wasn't looking for anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But about a month after that, he ended up getting in a fight with another kid in seventh grade who was kind of a big shot too.
Uh-huh.
They were, you know, two alpha males, so they're kind of competing for popularity. Anyways, I think they had a gym class together. They got into a fight. And the other kid, like, kicked his butt.
Oh, no.
So when I heard about that, I was kind of thinking, all right, sweet. It's not my revenge, but this kid isn't as cool as he thinks he is, you know?
That usually happens to bullies. They get...
Yeah, they do it until they mess with the wrong one, you know?
Yeah, and then they learn their lesson.
And I wasn't the wrong one that day, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for any trouble. I was just minding my own business. Had that happen. Like I said, I didn't get hurt, so I wasn't too upset about it, just embarrassed.
Trying to beat the bell to the next class.
Yeah.
The stress of, like, I've got to get to class.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be late, because that's embarrassing, too, when you walk in late to some of those classes.
Well, and we've had all the stories of, like, teachers being like, you will not be late.
Yep.
Which I had teachers like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, well, I fell on my face.
Yeah.
Like,
and some of them, they purposely try to embarrass you.
Oh, yeah.
To keep you from, you know, getting to class late. Like, hey, if you get here late, you're going to be put on the spot and you will be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
I had a teacher who would kick you out of his class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he said, like, you're not taking it seriously, so, like, you're gone. But it's like, well, but there's things that happen in the hallways, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot always make it on time.
That's true. But, yeah, that was really embarrassing for me, especially as a seventh grader.
And that kid
yep.
who dropped all his papers all over the hall.
Yeah, it's like I still, like, to this day, I think, why did he target me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he's a bum.
Yeah. There are a lot of other, like, small kids in my class,
mm-hmm.
you know, in seventh grade. But, yeah, he chose me for some reason, but...
Yeah, he was showing off.
Yep, he thought he was cool for a while until he got his butt kicked. And then I think, I don't remember him being in my junior high for eighth or ninth grade. So...
Oh, man.
He might have just gotten embarrassed enough that he left the junior high and wanted to start from scratch in a different school.
At another one?
Where they didn't know he got beat up.
Yeah.
After picking on people.
Or maybe he had, like, made so many people mad that he was like, I'd be safer starting out at another school and being nice to people.
Yeah. But man, did I get plowed in that story, and I just plowed through that story. And so now it's your turn to take the plow and go.
Okay.
I'll do better in the future. That was bad.
We hope so. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Cheyenne from Indiana wrote in, and she said, I grew up as an only child with an amazing mom. My dad passed away when I was teeny tiny. One night when I was 10, I heard my mom in the other room. She was freaking out. I was scared and hid under my bed. It felt like I was down there forever. Finally, I hear my bedroom door open. A police officer found me under my bed and brought me to my mom. They said to her, "It's all right, ma'am. This really does happen more than you know. No need to feel dumb."
Hmm.
She says, "Finally, my mom told me what had happened. She had fallen asleep with her TV on. A scary show ended up coming on after her show ended, and she woke up hearing a burglar break in.
Oh.
She hurried and she called the cops, but around the time that they showed up, she realized it was just the TV.
Oh.
She felt so dumb, but yet she was still too scared to come get me that she had the cops search the house just in case because it seemed so real.
Oh, man.
It was only the TV. She felt really dumb, and I haven't let her live it down, and neither has her friends.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, it is better to be safe than sorry, but...
Definitely. Definitely.
But that would be embarrassing, have the cops come and it was...
Yeah,
just a movie.
Somebody's breaking in. I just heard him break through a window. You've got to come now.
This is an emergency.
Yeah. And then to realize that it wasn't right when they were getting there, but yet it feels so real that you can't get past it.
Yeah.
You still have to have them double check everything.
Yeah, and since they're there, it's like they might as well just check everything out, make sure.
Yeah, which I have had dreams that have felt really real.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
To the point where you wake up and you have to just sit there for a minute and be like, okay, wait, was that just real?
Yeah, I've had times. So, like, one of the most clear ones is when my mom would come wake me up for school. And in high school, I remember there was a handful of times where she woke me up and I got dressed, I got ready, I was headed to school, and then I woke up.
Yeah.
And you're
like, wait a sec, didn't I just get ready for school?
Yeah, like I would literally feel mad inside because it's like, I already got ready.
Yeah.
Like I already did everything I had to do, except I didn't. But then at that point, you only have like 15 minutes or 10 minutes to get ready and you're rushing.
Yep.
But I totally understand how real that can feel. So.
Yeah.
But it would be embarrassing to call the cops and then be like, oh, it was the TV and my dream.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, stuff like that probably happens more than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting to know what, you know, kind of the variety of different calls that police officers get each day that are kind of related to that. Like
yeah.
Where people think things, but it's not what's actually happening.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot. And even in the story, Cheyenne said that they had said to her, mom, that like, don't feel dumb. It happens more than you think.
Yeah. Whether that's true or not, maybe they saw how embarrassed she was and they just kind of wanted to help ease her embarrassment. So they're like, oh yeah, this happens more than you think. And inside they're like, this never happens. This lady's crazy. She's a worrywart.
They just were consoling you.
Yeah.
No, you'll never know. Thank you, Cheyenne. That's hilarious.
Yeah, thanks, Cheyenne. And thanks, Chris, also, for your story.
Poopy boy. Just kidding. I had to.
I had to. I'm sure Chris is laughing about that.
Yeah. We don't even know if his actual name is Chris.
That's true.
Because you can write your stories in and remain anonymous.
That's true. And if you want us to share those stories, send them to embarrassingstoriespod@gmail.com.
Yes, we love getting your stories.
We do. It's so much fun sharing other people's stories. I mean, Leslie and I, we still have a few of our own on the list, but we love to share your stories. We love the variety that we get.
Yeah, and how funny they are. It's so nice to take a break from reality and stress and all the things, school, whatever, and laugh
yeah.
for a little while.
Man, it's so many crazy things in the world, especially right now. So that's one of the reasons we started this podcast, is to kind of be a break from the world and the craziness and the insanity out there, where you can just spend a few minutes each week, you know, listening to people's stories and getting a laugh.
Yeah. That's what they say. Laughter is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all need to laugh a lot more.
Yes. And no two embarrassing stories are exactly the same. If you have an embarrassing story that's similar to one that we've already shared, and maybe you don't want to share it because you're thinking, oh, that's too much like that other one, don't even worry about it. Share it with us still. We'd love to share it on a future episode.
And laugh at you.
Yeah.
We love laughing at you guys. No, we're laughing with you.
This is a place we can all come together. We can laugh at each other. We can laugh with each other. It's just that kind of an atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you enjoy tuning in each week. We do our best to create some fun and enjoyable entertainment for you guys. So we hope that you tune in each week and join us.
That will do it for episode 17. We hope you have a great week. Have fun.
Be safe.
And go out there and create some embarrassing stories that we can share.
We look forward to you joining us next time.